One problem we humans have is we often take things for granted. There are things in our lives we know will always be there. We can always count on them. We always know they're going to be there, so we never really think about them. We become complacent towards them. We just know we can rely on it. And sometimes that's as simple as, you know, there might be a restaurant we want to go to. And, oh, we got to make sure we go to that restaurant, but not tonight. We'll do it another night. And it gets on and on and on, and all of a sudden the restaurant closes. We figured that restaurant would always be there, that we'd eventually be able to try it, and it's gone. You know, sadly, this can be more important things in our lives, where it could be family members or friends that, oh, I'm going to go visit them. I'll give them a call later. I'll talk to them later. And later becomes later and later and later, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And we never reached out to them. We took for granted they would always be there. We became complacent. We don't often recognize the value of what we have. And that's why we become complacent. We don't recognize that value until something happens and it startles us awake. Unfortunately, I think we as Catholics can do that with the Mass. We come here every week, as we should every week. You know, we're supposed to be here every week. Let's make that clear. Every week, without excuses, we're supposed to be here. Just we made that clear. But we come here every week, and we don't recognize the beauty and the importance of what we do here. That when we come here for Mass, we participate in the sacrifice of Christ. We are sitting at the foot of that cross as assuredly as Mary, Mother of God, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mary Magdalene, and all the others that were there. We are at the foot of the cross now while we are sitting here in this church. We don't recognize that. We don't see that. We don't see that right now we are participating in the sacrifice from which our salvation flows. It was by our Lord's death on the cross that salvation came to us. But we become complacent. We don't recognize that. Instead, we come here to fulfill the rule of you have to come to Mass every Sunday. Good. That's a good start. But we need to go deeper. We need to recognize that not just should we come here because we're supposed to come here every week, but we come here because we wish to enter into this sacrifice. We come here out of a desire to enter into that salvation that has been promised to us. And of course, when we come here, the greatest part, the most important part of coming to Mass is coming forward to receive our Lord in Holy Communion, to receive our Lord body, blood, soul, and divinity. Because when we do that, we renew our entrance into the covenant of salvation. We renew our participation in that covenant. Look at the first reading and the gospel have two, they have a parallel. They have a parallel of the establishment of a covenant. In the first reading with Moses, it was the covenant between God and the Israelite people, the chosen people who were going to enter into the promised land. And so Moses brings the Israelite people into this covenant through the shedding of blood. But it wasn't his blood. It was the blood of an animal. That by sprinkling that blood on them, they entered into that covenant. And then we look at the gospel where our Lord establishes the new covenant, the covenant that he came to establish. And he also brings us into that covenant. But the blood that he shed was not some animals, it was his own. He gave his life that we might enter into that covenant at baptism, that we might be once again confirmed in that covenant at confirmation by the Holy Spirit. And then again, enter deeper into that covenant every time we receive our Lord here at Mass. That when we receive him, we are entering into that sacrifice. We are sharing in that sacrifice that brings us to salvation. Now, if we are to truly understand and appreciate and enter into what we are doing here at Holy Communion, we need to come to know our Lord better. We need to spend time with him. You know, we have those in our lives that we enjoy spending time with. We would do anything to be with them every chance we can. And oftentimes, we don't even need to say words when we're with them. We don't need to talk. We can just being in their presence is enough for us. Just being with them, family members and friends and so on, that we enjoy being with. That is how our relationship with our Lord should be. That we can come in here and be in his presence, because of course he is here present in the tabernacle 24/7, 364 days a year, because there is one day a year, Holy Thursday into Good Friday, when the tabernacle is empty. We remove the Blessed Sacrament from the tabernacle and put it in another place. But we have all the rest of the year, other than that one night and morning, that we can come in here and be present before our Lord. And then we can come and learn how to sit in silence before him and to draw deeper into that relationship with him. Come to know him better, so that then when we come forward to receive him, we enter into that much more fully. We understand better. We don't take it for granted what we are doing here. The other thing, as we develop that relationship with our Lord, our interior silence will grow. Now, we all have noise in our lives. And I'm not just talking about the drag strip a half a mile away. We have noise in our lives. We have noise in our heads. You know, we'll be sitting here at Mass. I'm sure a lot of us do this. We're sitting here going, boy, I'm kind of hungry. I wonder what I want for breakfast this morning. Or, you know, here's some stuff I got to do today. You know, I've got all this stuff I've got to do, and it's running through my mind, and I'm thinking about it as we're supposed to be sitting here silent. We're supposed to be sitting here listening to our Lord. Well, the more time we spend with him, the more time we spend before him in the Blessed Sacrament, we start to develop that inner silence. Through God's grace, of course, we start to get that silence so that we can then hear what he is saying to us. Oftentimes we speak to him, but we're not listening for the response. We need that inner silence to be able to hear what he has to say to us, to hear his response. And as we develop that inner silence, we start to develop a stillness in our souls, that we are not as troubled. Our goal should be, as St. Teresa of Avila, a 16th century Spanish saint, let nothing trouble you. Let nothing make you afraid. All things pass away. God never changes. Patience obtains everything. God alone is enough. Can we see that in our lives? Can we look at our lives and say, God alone is enough? I know I can't. I think most of us can't. That we could sit here before our Lord and say, you alone are enough. I need nothing else but you. We're concerned about the things of the world. A lot of us can't. But yet that should be our goal, to be able to say, God alone is enough. And we do that by spending time with our Lord, by coming to know him personally. So may we truly take that time and recognize the importance and the beauty of what we have here in the Mass, what we are about to receive in the Eucharist, and so that we too can say, God alone is enough.